from KQED.
Moving on now. The other day, KQED's Guy Marzorati told me that a plan to redo a playground in Missouri could change a key part of California's constitution. And I was like, what are you talking about? And he said, it has to do with a case that's before the U.S. Supreme Court this week. And so we did what any grown adults would do in the middle of the workday if given the chance. We headed over to the playground, a block away from our San Francisco office.
Well, as it relates to this Supreme Court case, it kind of starts with the surface that we're standing on right here.
It's like a rubber mat. Definitely not the blacktop I grew up with.
Yeah, it's like a nice soft landing for some kids. So in Missouri, if you're a nonprofit, you can apply to the state government and say, look, I have a hardtop playground, a concrete playground. You know, I would like some money to renovate my playground, put in one of these nice soft padded landings. So in this case, Trinity Lutheran, a church in Missouri, a few years ago applied for the funding. And the state said, look, you qualify, but we have to reject you. And the reason is Missouri, just like here in California, has a part of their state constitution that says the state can't give money to religiously affiliated schools. And so this case has been brought to the federal court. Missouri won against the church, and now it's at the U.S. Supreme Court. Basically, these laws have been on the books for a long time, and California goes back to the 1870s. And there's definitely a hint of anti-Catholicism in these laws in the 19th century. But throughout California's history, the courts have protected this law and blocked the state from giving money to other kinds of private schools like Stanford Med School. And the reason kind of the argument is, once the state starts giving money to these private schools, to these religious schools, it's a lot harder to track exactly what the money is going towards. So I talked to Daniel Mack. He's with the ACLU. They're supporting Missouri in this case. Here's how he kind of laid out the argument.
The reason why the state has the ability to make this choice is it can decide that it does not want to bump up against the line. It doesn't want to entangle itself in decisions about how churches use their money, whether or not that money is going to core religious activities, whether it will ever be spent on indoctrination, prayer instruction, or the like. The state can make the call that it doesn't want to get involved.
And we should be clear that the reason we're talking about the Missouri challenge to this federal court ruling is because it could have a big impact here in California now that there is a full Supreme Court.
That's kind of the argument that was laid out by Miriam Hubbard. She's with the Pacific Legal Foundation in Sacramento. They filed an amicus brief with the Lutheran Church, and here's how she put it.
It is burdensome on allowing parents to choose how they want their children educated. Generally, a lot of parents like the Catholic schools, so they like sending their children to a religious school. Without the Blaine Amendment, that would be possible, but now it's not.
And so, you know, with a 5-4 majority, with Neil Gorsuch on the court, it's possible that the justices go so far as to strike down these Blaine Amendments. Certainly in the past, Judge Clarence Thomas, a conservative justice, has hinted that he thinks because of that kind of anti-Catholicism background of these Blaine Amendments, these are unconstitutional.
Guy Marzorati of KQED's Politics and Government Desk. Guy, thanks very much. But before I let you go, I am willing to bet I could swing higher than you.
I was thinking we hit the seesaw first, but,
let's go. Let's hit it.